And we are back. Yeah. Another episode of FYB Presents the Ivy League.
Ha ha.
Yes, sir.
That's right, man. Can you believe it? The last episode that we recorded was back in January of 2020.
God. It feels good to be back.
So, look, there's been a lot of things going on. Here we are right. In July of 2021. I don't know when this is going to be released. Probably August 2021. But here we are a year and a half later, and there's been a lot of stuff that's happened since then. So, we got a lot of stuff, you know, for our listeners that we want to tell y'all. So, first and foremost, let's do it how we usually do it and start off with introductions. So, we'll start with the man to my left, the man with the master plan. What's going on?
Oh, man, what's going on, y'all? Welcome back. We glad to be back. You know, FYB Reese, back at it. You already know, if you're going to talk to me nice.
You already know what it is. It's your boy DT. You can follow me on the IG at DT.FYB.
All right. And we got the newest member
of the Ivy League podcast.
Let's go, champ. And introduce yourself.
Man, yeah. You know, I go by FYB Slick. You can follow me on Instagram at OGSlick.__. Let's get it cracking, man.
Man, this is beautiful. And, you know, I represent
sir,
the fresh.
Introduce yourself. Introduce yourself, sir.
You know, I represent the fresh, man. Joe Spider, FYB, man. This is beautiful. So, look, we got a lot of stuff to cover and only a little bit of time, so let's just get straight into it. First off, like I said, the last episode that we recorded was back in January of 2020, man, and so obviously that was before the pandemic hit our state of, you know, California,
right.
So like there was a lot of stuff that happened, I mean, and we just kind of kept, like, you know, saying like, we gotta do the podcast. But like, I feel like we didn't know what this was, what the pandemic was really as a whole. And so like, for me, like, it felt uncomfortable trying to reach out to people and see, hey, when are you available? When it's like certain people have family members that may have caught COVID.
Right.
Or like, you know what I'm saying? Just people going through it. People are scared. People can't work.
Yeah.
And so I think we just kind of came to the decision that, look, we just gonna hold it off until we get a chance to do it right the way we want to do
it. Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? And now, like,
We back and we better.
You know what I'm saying? Because not only do we have the audio podcast now, but now we got the cameras
check
here.
Me out.
We got the light. Check me out. So, you know, we stepping our game up a little bit and just giving people now the visuals so they can see who's talking and what the facial expressions are. Because I feel like that's another way to kind of, like, you know, give our audience something to really connect with. You know what I'm saying? So that way it can value. So that's just kind of what happened, you know, as far as that. We didn't know what the pandemic was going. I didn't feel right. You know what I'm saying? When, like, you got people who struggling mentally on their own, like, just in living, and then they got to try to worry about, oh, dang, I got to do the podcast and I got to come up with topics, and, you know, it's a lot of work. You feel me? It's a lot of work. It's not like we just come here, just record, and that's it. But like, it's a lot of work that goes into it.
Mm-hmm.
So we as a group kind of didn't feel comfortable moving forward unless we was gonna do it right.
Yes, sir.
So now here we are, July of 2021, and now we have, you know what I'm saying, the people, we have the space, we have the equipment, we have the energy, the state is open back up, you know what I'm saying? None of us have, you know, thank God none of us have caught COVID or anything like that. We've been safe, so let's get into it, man.
Let's give
the folks an update first off. Reese, why don't you tell the folks, what have you been doing for the past year and a half?
Man, the amount of soul searching that I've been able to do during this has been overwhelming, but it's been much needed, man. Like for me, I'm somebody who I feel like I'm in control. You know, when I wake up and I go through my day to day, I feel like, okay, I do what I want to do. I live how I want to live. I'm making it happen my way. But what the pandemic taught me was, like, even though I was doing what I wanted to do, I wasn't doing it the way I wanted to do it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's so much more. Like, it for me, it was the preparation of myself, getting prepared for each day. Like, it's so many things that I didn't think about that I didn't have the time. Like, that was one thing I was thankful for with the pandemic. I had time, bro. I got time.
Right.
Like, I I mean, of course, it was forced, but at the same time, you know, it's a blessing in everything. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, like, just the time to be able to sit down and say, Reese, how you doing? Because mm-hmm. during the regular time, you know, we all busy, bro. We all busy. Everybody's running around doing 100 things to where, like, even if you want to stop, you couldn't. You know what I'm saying? So, like, for me, being able to sit down and really have those mirror talks, those self-reflections, those, man, those deep dives into my soul and what I want out of life, man, it's been amazing, bro. Like, yeah. just being where I'm at right now, yeah. bro, like, it just, I can't even think of something to complain about. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. like even if I wanted to complain, I ain't got nothing for you, bro. Yeah. It's all love. Everything good. You know what I'm saying? Like, exactly. So, man, it's just. And then it come full circle to be able to sit back and hear with my brothers, man, and get this going, bro. Like, right. man, I'm thankful right. to be back, bro. It's thankful blessing, to be back, man.
It's sir, a blessing. Yes, DT, man, talk to the people, man. What's been bro. Up? It's been a lot going on.
Right, for right. Oh, talk man, to the buddy. People, bro. Right, man, right.
People know what's up.
Yeah. Man.
So I ain't even going to go through every single detail, but I'm going to just go big picture. So obviously work.
Yeah.
Work been crazy busy. Managing a huge project right now. And then through the pandemic, I got engaged.
Yes, sir. Hey, congratulations, my brother.
Hey. Thank you.
Big step, bro. We in that thing.
Man, wedding next month. Man, the project got off the ground.
Yes, sir.
Purchased the first home.
There we go. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And then, like, to reflect back on what Reese said, a lot of soul searching, you know what I'm saying? Like, time to self. That's what I like to mm-hmm. call it. A lot of time to self and really put things into perspective, you know what I'm saying? Because I personally wasn't affected by COVID, and you know, I had some close people who've had it and then lived, but then on the flip side, I know some real loved ones that lost some loved ones, you know what I'm saying?
I got
to be a part of that emotional roller coaster, and just it wasn't, you know, it didn't sit right with me. Like, I wasn't directly affected by it, but watching other people be affected by it, it rubs you the wrong way.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that was a whole roller coaster. And just, like, just thinking about the game plan on, you know, personally, like, how you want to grow, how you want to grow with your significant other, where you want your life to be in 3 years and 5 years, and really hone in and revisit all those goals that you talk about to yourselves on a regular basis, whether you write them down, talk to them with your homies or whatever. But it was just like a lot of time to self and really reflect, like Reese said, and really think about what you want to do and be grateful for what you have.
Right.
During the pandemic, I know a lot of us, we felt like, man, like, what are we doing right now?
Right.
Like, I don't even know how to feel right now.
Yeah.
Everything is stripped from everybody. You know what I'm saying? Some people were way more affected than others. Some people were less affected. Some people didn't affect them at all. But, you know, as humans all together, it was just like, it was a big shift for everybody. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of time to self, a lot of growth for me personally, a lot of growth with my family, my loved ones, the homies, everything. So,
yes, sir. Feel that. Now, the newest member of the Ivy League podcast.
Yes, so champ.
He's not a new member to FYB, but you know what I'm saying? Because he was doing the Wise Word Wednesdays for a cool minute.
But new to
this platform, should I say.
Yes,
you know
sir.
What I'm saying? Because, you know, obviously we had, you know, Mayo and Ali B. Much, you know, shouts out to them.
They definitely.
Are doing some successful mm-hmm. things on their part. I think Ali B. has her podcast that she does with her friends. And, you know, she's doing her professor thing. And then we also have, you know, Maya, who started her own podcast as well. So mm-hmm. be on the lookout for that. But, you know, so Steve, you know, you're jumping in now. You're not filling their shoes, because, like, obviously you all have different personalities and bring different things to the table. But what you're doing is just giving, you know, the listeners an opportunity to hear your perspective.
You
know what I'm saying? To mm-hmm. get to know you a little bit more, because obviously they sing you from the Wise Word Wednesdays, and they see you obviously kicking it with us everywhere we go.
Right,
just kind of giving a voice to it. So, you know what I'm saying? How have you been during this pandemic? You know, what have you been doing for the past year and a half?
I mean, man, there's so much to dive in with this, but I mean, just kind of touching on every points that have kind of already been made. But for me, I think for most of my life, being an athlete, being a football player, I've always had so much fitness in the physical.
Mm-hmm.
But I think through 2020, even the first half of 2021, the lifting and the grind I've been going through mentally.
The mental
fitness I've been going through and building myself up. And, you know, as far as accomplishments, you know, I finally was able to graduate from Sacramento State.
Yes, sir.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Right on. But yeah, I mean, just everything I felt like in my life, I mean, with graduating school and, as you know, being able to get a new job offer,
it's all
money.
Sir, appreciate y'all. But it's been with all of it, man. The mental toughness it took to get through all of it, because for a lot of people that do know me personally, it was for both school and getting a job, it was a long time coming. So I really got tested a lot mentally and having to show that mental toughness. And that's really what 2020 was for me, as well as this year. And just kind of touching on what DT was talking about, especially touching on COVID, you know, it didn't directly affect, well, actually, excuse me, no, it did, because, you know, actually, I'm blessed to be able to say, you know, COVID touched, you know, my dad and my 90-year-old grandmother, and they're still able to be here. So,
yes, sir.
But, you know, we have loved ones that we know that, you know, they aren't here anymore, that we know. So I've seen it in a lot of different aspects, but the mental toughness that it's taken to push through things, and, you know, like we, you know, with Nipsey, hard work plus patience, all that, you know what I mean? And just being on that grind is what, you know, really what I've been up to, and knowing what it really takes to stay consistent with something and to keep going towards what, whatever it is you're trying to work towards. So for everybody out there, I'm just saying, like, stick with it, whatever it is, because I had a long grind. I'm not afraid to say, you know, I was in school for a long time, from 2010 till 2020, with different life events in between.
Right.
But I stayed on the path to the goal. So same thing with the job, you know, staying on the path to the goal. And it takes a lot of hard work and mental toughness to stay there, because obviously there were, you know, some tough days. So, you know, not to be long-winded, but, you know, it's, you know, that mental toughness is really where I've seen myself grow, is being not just strong, you know, physically, but just seeing my growth mentally as well.
Yes, sir.
I just want to make sure that it's understood that this is a man who started school in 2010 and graduated in 2020 during a global pandemic.
Right.
Over 40 million people were unemployed and had no jobs. And you went out there and you kept applying yourself and you kept applying pressure.
Yes, sir.
And now here it is in 2021, and you're offered like a job that you think you would enjoy and that you're like excited for, and that you're like, it's a whole new chapter.
Yep.
Like you said, like, you didn't give up, to where there's a bunch of people who like, I got a degree, but it's hard to find a job, like, and just gave up. But you didn't give up. Like you said, I don't care if it take 1 month, 2 months, 10 months, I'm gonna find a job that I want.
It's one thing to find a job,
but it's one thing to say, like, I'm gonna find a job that I want with the salary that I'm comfortable with.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Seeing that I took me 10 years to get this degree, I wanna make sure I'm compensated.
Yeah, accordingly.
And that's another thing too, is just not settling. Like I tell a lot of people who are close to me, when you get that piece of paper, don't settle. Like D was just saying, like, you know what I'm saying, I was gonna find a job that fit me, that I, where I want to work, because that's the value I have in myself, you know what I mean. I put in a lot of hard work to be where I am now, so I wasn't gonna settle for anything less than that.
But at the same time, you deserve it, brother.
That's facts.
It's not like they giving you an opportunity. It's mutual.
Yeah. Right.
They need you just as much as you need them. You know what I'm saying?
That's why they paying you the way they pay you.
You know what I'm saying?
Show me the money.
Yeah, like, man, I just wanna say, man, I'm proud of you, brother. Like, man, you deserve it. I feel like a lot of times we get in situations and we forget that we're here because we made this happen.
Facts.
Man. You know what I'm saying? None of that was handed to you, bro. You had to go and make that happen. So you made it happen, so you deserve it, brother. Yes, sir.
Man, appreciate y'all.
Yeah, you already know. Man.
For myself, I think like 2020 and 2021, you know, it's been just eye-opening. Same thing as far as like the mental thing. I think for me, it kind of hit me more physically than it did mentally. Like, in a sense, like, it was mentally at first.
Yeah.
And then it got physical, because it was like, you know, we're used to 6 a.m. in the morning going to the gym.
Right.
Working out and just, you know what I'm saying? And then starting my day and then, you know, playing basketball for lunch and then finishing my day with some martial arts and going and taking a shower.
Well, do you think that affected your mental too, though?
Absolutely. It had me strong physically, but I was like, you can't touch me mentally either because I'm in my best shape. And it's crazy. It's like, it's just crazy how much going to the gym or just working out in general can like keep your mind sharp. Yeah, you know absolutely. What I'm saying? Because like so for me it was like the mental thing was at first, mm-hmm. and then it was like the physical, like where am I gonna work out? Because like like the pandemic in the spring, I was like, I'm cool, I'm going to the track.
Right.
But when that fall hit, it was bad. And they closed them gyms back there. I was eating. So it's just, you know what I'm saying, it started to affect me physically. And then obviously, you know, we lost quite a bit of people, you know what I'm saying, during this pandemic. Like, I know some of us, you know, we know people we know in common. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know me personally, like, there's five people that I knew that lost their life. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't due to the pandemic, but they still lost their life during this time. It was just like a lot. That's when it really started to weigh on me heavily mentally. It was like when people that I know started losing their life for whatever reason, it was like, dang, bro, like it was like some funerals I couldn't even go to.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? Mm-hmm. Like I couldn't even go to, or like some people couldn't even have a real funeral because there was limited seating and limited people. It's like they can have a wake, you can go look at the body, but you can't really like hug your loved ones because it's you know what I'm saying. So it was hurting me, you know what I'm saying, a lot. But also like this was just like another example of like, bro, if I can get through this, I can get through anything.
Exactly. That's the toughness right there.
Like, I don't care if I come out this 20 pounds overweight. I don't care if I come out this, you know what I'm saying, like, with, you know, a little bit, you know what I'm saying, like, on edge. Mm-hmm. I made it, bro.
I'm coming out of it.
You feel me? I made it. I'm coming out of it. I'm surviving. And I know, okay, now let's work. You know what I'm saying? Let's get to work and let's get to, you know what I'm saying, you know, doing what I think is best. So you know, what this podcast is going to be is it's going to be a little different than what we did before. You know what I'm saying? Before, I think, you know, we had some great discussions, which we still will have, you know what I'm saying, moving forward. But I think with this season three, we're gonna switch it up and we're gonna kind of like, you know what I'm saying, make sure we talk about some stuff that's popping, but also we're gonna talk about some of these black owned businesses too.
All
of us are supporting black owned businesses on a constant basis, whether it be through food, whether it be through clothes, whether it be through just networking. We often a bar, whatever it is we do, that we support our black community, businesses. So
definitely.
I think it's important for us to just, you know, make sure that we highlight some of those. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know I think all of us are wearing some black owned product at this moment. So So DT, what you rocking right now? I see you got some black owned stuff, man. Talk to me about what you rocking.
Let me show the kicks first.
Yeah, show the kicks, man.
We got the Air Kais.
Okay.
Air Kais. And then shout out to the homie Farouk, A Bass on the T.
Yes, sir. Shout out, A Bass.
And then this ain't the homie's brand, but I bought it from the homie who got a vintage shop.
There we go.
Major support, man. Major support. What about you, Steve? What you rocking, man?
I got my kicks on too. You know, I'm rocking the Biggie Vultures from Side Collection.
Yes, sir. Okay.
Vultures on right now. I got the socks too.
Okay.
I got the kicks on, and then, you know, of course, shout out to A Bass, the homie Farouk. You know, I love his brand as well. And
definitely.
I also own a little bit of a few Air Kais as well. So I mean, all kind of black owned stuff for me as well.
Off tops, Reese, what you rocking, man? Some of that look real familiar.
Come on. You know, I got on the latest and the greatest from you know, the business within our business, you know what I'm saying? FYB Presents, man. We do a lot. We do a little bit of everything. And one of the things that I think people known us for in the beginning was our clothing. So, you know, of course I had to represent with the Justice T, man. You know, something that was real special to us and something that we put a lot of time and effort into, as far as, you know, making sure that people understand about the injustices that's going on in America, making sure that the people that are voiceless have a chance to get a voice. And, you know, of course, it's just a T-shirt, but it's the message behind the T-shirt that we really pushing. And then, you know, I got the hat on, one of one. I got this from a dude somewhere.
Leprechaun.
Right. But yeah, man. So yeah, I always try to make sure, especially like lately, man, and that's something I got from you. You know what I'm saying? I remember you telling me, like, bro, I'm only rocking black owned brands.
Yep. Yeah.
And you said that, we talking about like 2016, 2017.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I remember.
And I remember you searching high and low because it wasn't none. Because it really wasn't none. You know what I'm saying?
If you knew, you knew.
It really wasn't none. And for us to all be able to support and be able to find different brands.
Options.
Man, yeah. And bro, I can look in my closet and put on a whole outfit from people that I know, people I can shake their hands.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Like, people that I watch, like, go through the grind, bro. That's a blessing, bro.
Yeah.
That's a blessing. But yeah, of course I had to rock. You know, I got to rock us.
Of course.
First.
Of
course. Yeah, but, you know, man, shout out Farouk. Shout out Rare Brand, Rare X, man. Shout out everybody. It's so many that I don't even want to. Man, everybody. And shout out Side Collective, Cool Car, everybody, man.
It's a blessing that we got to this position, because like you said, back in like 2016, it was hard to find some black owned sneakers.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right,
or like good quality black owned stuff.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So like, it's a blessing that like it's so many now that like you can't even think of it because there's so many. It's like, dang,
it's
always, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's just so many now, bro. It's a blessing because, again, it gives us variety. You know what I'm saying? It gives us options to be able to say, like, I don't feel like rocking this today. I want to rock that. And, like, and again, it's so dope that you can shake these people's hands. You know, so you actually know these people. So it's like, I know where this dollar is going. You know what I'm saying? So it's a blessing.
Sir.
I'm also rocking some black-owned stuff. Obviously, I got the A-Bass. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the homie Farouk. So A-Bass, always be about something. Check that out. I have the FME, so Full Money ENT. Family means everything. My boy, Gasoline. Shout out to my man.
Yes, sir. Shout out.
And then I got a original work shorts on. I can't show them right now, but original work shorts on. A-Bass socks, A-Bass slides. So, you know what I'm saying? We just gonna make sure that, you know what I'm saying, we support black businesses in a sense of, you know, people don't understand like money is a transaction.
Yeah, literally.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. What I'm saying is when I say like I support, it's not just like, yo, I'm giving you money. But what I'm saying is like I believe in the vision that you have, and I understand how valuable my money is.
Right.
And so I'm willing
to
exchange this for business.
Yeah.
The quality that you have, you know what I'm saying, in your product, I appreciate that, and I want that to be consistent, so I'm willing to put money in to make sure that you stay consistent.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right, a lot
of people think, well, I'm just not going to spend. Bro, every time you spend a dollar, you're making a decision to say, I'm investing into this company.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's a dollar, 50 cent, or $100,000, it's still saying, I'm investing in this company. And so it's like, as I was younger, you know what I'm saying, it was all about a certain brands, you know, Nikes, Adidas, things like that. And as I get older, I'm like, but I don't own any of these companies, and I don't know who does. I don't know the person, like, you know what I'm saying, like, personally.
Yeah.
So it's like,
why
am I investing all this money into making the rich richer, when it's like I can put my homeboy who does a similar product and a similar design, I could put some money into him, and he in turn is going to come back when it's FYB justice time
and support that.
Not only that, but you know what I'm saying, like, I'm putting his stuff on the map to where somebody else might see it on his Instagram or on his YouTube, and they're like, yo, bro, who is that? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's like, you don't have any idea how much, like, allowing yourself to be, like, you're a representation, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
You're the biggest market that
you have.
So it's like, if you put them clothes on and somebody else see you, like, and somebody walk up to you and be like, hey, yo, where'd you get that from? And you, that person, even if that person doesn't buy a thing, just the fact that you put it in their head, eventually they might start, and they search for it one time. Well, now their algorithm is changing. Now they're seeing some other black owned businesses. So it's just like, you know what I'm saying? I think it's just dope that we as a collective have decided to start doing that. And I'm talking about, we've as a collective have invested bands.
Oh, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
You're saying,
well,
bands.
I think what's crazy about it, I think you brought it about before, and where the goal is to, me, DT, we talked about it too, about how our closet is really slowly but changing to something where everything in my closet is black owned.
Man, facts. Everything, bro.
Everything
facts.
From
everything.
The socks to our
everything.
Shorts, t-shirts, hats, shoes, sneakers, black owned. Like, that's really majority.
I don't even
rock Jordans like as much as I used to
because
I'm always rocking a black owned sneaker now. It's crazy how it shifted once it was available to us. You know what I mean?
And you feel comfortable too. Like, when you out, you be like, I mean, like, I know who owned my stuff. Like, I know who sold me this,
right,
bro.
Right,
like,
right,
do you know that, dude?
Right,
like,
right,
you know,
right, homie,
you know what I'm saying? Did he come to your event? You know what I'm saying?
Right,
did he follow you on the gram?
Like, he ain't even shout. When you shouted him out, he ain't even post you, bro. Exactly. So it was just all jokes aside. Like you know what I'm saying, it makes you feel you have a certain confidence, like in yourself when you move. And I remember when we was in San Diego New Year's, and we was walking, and when somebody randomly was like, "Oh, that's them Sayas," and I was like, "Yeah." And again, just that alone, bro, knowing that like that person knew that I supported another black owned business person.
The fact that he
knew who it was just made me feel like, yeah, bro, like I'm doing the right thing. You know what I'm saying? Now, don't get me wrong. I've gotten that same compliment when I'm wearing J's. They be like, oh, that's the 11s, right? They're saying so obviously you get this, but it's just a different feeling when you feel like I've watched this dude come from, you know, it's like Kai. You know what I'm saying? Like, I watched this dude come from just barely doing, you know what I'm saying, support black colleges to now having his own shoe line. You know what I'm saying?
So what else is pretty dope, I think, too, is like when you put somebody on another black
girl. I think you put us on the most black.
I'd be like to be styled up. You know what I'm saying? But when you find something that's fresh and then it's black owned too, it's just like, that's even better. And then you pass it on to the homies and it's like, oh, bro, this hard. And now we all black owned. You know what I'm saying?
Come on, man.
Head to toe.
Literally, bro.
One thing you were saying about the quality.
I
thought about this like when we was in LA and I was packing. And you know, I got my Nike shirts, I got whatever, but I was pushing them to the side to put my A-Bad shirt in there. Right. You know what I'm saying? Right. I was moving stuff out the way to make sure, like, nah, I got to represent my people.
I gotta
bring them out. Like, mm-hmm. I'm going to be out. People going to see me in it. I don't know if they know about A-Bass out in L.A.
Right. Yep.
I don't know if they've seen, you know, the Sweat by Sida yet. I don't know if they've seen all of these different brands that people don't know about. They know about Jordans.
Facts. Right.
They know about Nike. They know about all of that kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying? So, like, for me, man, I take pride, especially when I'm in the airport, man. I love throwing on all my people's stuff, bro. Yeah. Man, Wave Setters. Everybody, man.
Shouts to Wave Setters.
Man, Free Game, my boy. It's so many.
The beautiful thing about it with us going now to YouTube is that we got plenty of time to rock all of these people's, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And support them. And I hope that they eventually support us. And I hope that my goal is that, like, we can eventually sit down with them and do interviews.
Man, I'd love to.
I got a bunch of people who's already ready. My homegirl Brene Royal, she's dope. She's like one of the top execs at a winery, first black women for that winery. Rudy is ready, he's a barber, he's been cutting my hair, DT's hair for years. You know what I'm saying? And he's been ready to do an interview with us. So it's like, we got plenty of people. We're not just you know what I'm saying, like, we don't just want to talk to black owned people as well, black owned businesses, but we at least want to give people that we know who've had businesses opportunity to just tell us, like, bro, what did you do? How was that process? And then, like, also, like, bro, we just appreciate, you know what I'm saying, the business that we've had the years. You know what I'm saying? Like, we've done good business. I mean, I want to sit down with you know what I'm saying, construction people.
Talk about, you know what I'm saying?
Like, yo, what did you do? Oh, man, I thank you for helping me understand your business, too. Yep, so. Right. We got a lot of stuff to discuss, man, on this season. This is season 3.
It's going up.
It's super excited. So we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to get right back to y'all. So hold on real quick.
Yes, sir.
All right. So this final segment, man. I just want us to talk about, you know, give the people, I know I touched on it a little bit already, but give the people what, you know, you're excited to, you know, looking forward to for this next season. I think for me, I'm looking forward to, obviously, the YouTube aspect of it. Yep. You know what I'm saying?
Giving people
the visual, like the cameras, being able to, the lights, like being able to give people, you know, our facial expression. It's one thing to hear it, but it's a lot of people that I know was like, yo, man, if y'all had a YouTube channel. Mind you, we do have a YouTube channel now. So subscribe to it. It's called Wise Word Wednesdays. That's the YouTube channel.
Yes, sir.
So go ahead and subscribe to that. It's only got 2 Wise Word Wednesday videos in there right now, but it is going to be upgraded.
There we go.
But feel free to subscribe to that, because that is where these podcast episodes are going to be. But that's one thing I'm looking forward to, is just the YouTube visual aspect of it.
You know what I'm saying?
And then meeting people where they are. You know what I'm saying? Like taking this podcast on the road.
Right, seeing,
you know what I mean? Like, obviously, we have a dope setup right now, but like being able to do this environment in multiple places, you know what I'm saying, create this environment, And yeah, so that's what I'm looking forward to, man. Let's go this way. So Steve, what you looking forward to, man?
Man, you know, I'm just excited to I think, you know, y'all know me. I'm a little bit more reserved unless I'm around people that, you know, I'm really close with. But yeah. I think an opportunity to kind of let people know more about like me and introducing them to myself,
yes, sir,
and just
yes,
being
sir.
Able to also, like, you know, share like our perspectives as a group with like really the world, in my opinion, you know what I mean? So I'm really excited for that, for just being able to share, you know, what my perspective is and being finally able to have these conversations and doing something with, you know, individuals I consider to be family, and being able to share these perspectives that we feel are very powerful and that can impact people, and being able to share that really with the outside world. So, you know, that's really what I'm looking forward to.
Off tops.
Yep. I'm at to piggyback on what both of y'all said, you know, just the visual aspect, a different platform, having people hear our perspective. And then now, you know, like Steve said, sharing it to the world, you know what I'm saying? It's one thing we've been doing, Wise Word Wednesdays and dropping positive messages on Snapchat and IG, but it's not as easily accessible to the world. You know what I'm saying?
When you
put something on YouTube, you type in certain keywords and your video could pop up to somebody across the entire ocean. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And it's one thing to, you know, get hitbacks from people that we know, you know, like, hey, man, I really like that message or whatever the case may be. But it's one thing to know that we can be potentially impacting others that we don't even know about.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, somebody sees your video and we just help them get through a tough time. They may not say thank you because they don't know who we are or whatever,
right.
But we impacted somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And the thought that can happen, you know, with a bigger platform, you know, it's just dope. And to be back here with my brothers, man, at the end of the day,
man,
share our perspective,
real.
Man. We've been podcasting before podcasting.
Right.
All we're doing is recording.
That's what I'm saying. Man.
These conversations have been happening for years.
Man, y'all about a decade late, man. We
have so many different perspectives, bro.
Yes, sir. Man, for me, it's just the growth in general, like, just because the part that they don't see is where we were and where we are now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They're getting put in, besides the people that know us personally, you know what I'm saying? They're getting put in at a certain time and they're seeing us right now.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? But for me, one of the greatest things is just the growth that we come from, bro. Like, just to see where we started at, to see, like, I can remember where all of you guys were at one point. You know what I'm saying? And seeing y'all now, bro, I'm so like overwhelmed with joy and just proud to see like how we doing this, bro. Like, we really are black men that are changing the narratives of our families.
Yeah.
You know, and this, whether we know it now or not, this is going to change somebody's life. It's already changing people's lives.
Yep,
so, like,
facts.
Being in that space, and I don't know if y'all feel this way or not, but, like, for me, at one point in my life, I never thought I would be here. I never thought I would be doing something like this.
Yep.
And so, like, to be here now, I don't see how I could have went this long without doing it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
exactly.
It's so fulfilling to me. So just the growth and just, man, seeing what's coming next, bro. Like, man, we got camera. Like, we being recorded. We got YouTube. You know what I'm saying?
Got
like
tripod.
Right. Like,
it lights.
The mutual investment in this, that's what keeps things going. That's what elevates. That's what turns ideas into reality, bro. And we doing that. So, man, I'm just here to make it happen, bro. Draymond Reeves, do whatever for the team, bro. You already know.
Yeah, I think this is going to be an exciting season.
Yep.
I appreciate you, brothers. And I'm looking forward to, you know, to the feedback, too.
Yeah.
Feedback, right? Like, so if y'all out there, y'all got some topics y'all want us to hit, let us know, man. You know what I mean? You can slide in our DMs and say, hey, listen, we want to talk about this. So follow us at underscore fire your boss on Instagram.
Yes,
you know what
sir.
I'm saying? That's the FYB Instagram account there. So, you know, just tap in with us. Let us know what y'all thinking. If y'all feel we should talk about something, or maybe you didn't like something I said.
Right.
Slide in the DM and tell us. You know what I'm saying? Or leave
a
comment and tell us on the YouTube channel and let us know.
It.
And we could talk about it. You know what I mean? But yeah, I think it's going to be some good discussions coming up in the near future. We already got quite a few topics to talk about.
Yes, sir.
I think we said Bill Cosby is one of them getting out of prison. You know what I mean? We got Man. It's a lot of stuff happening. You know, Joe Biden was obviously elected president and vaccinations. Right, I mean, right, there's a ton of things that, you know, we can talk about, you know. But for now, I'm just excited to be here. And, yeah, man, let's get it. You know what I'm saying?
Sir. Right, yes, sir. Yes, sir. So man.
FYB presents the Ivy League.
Ha-ha.
We fresh, man.
All right, then.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.